Welcome, divine beings. You just tuned into the Divine Being Podcast. My name is Christopher Moises Soul Torres, also known as Della Soul Child. Welcome to my rebranded podcast. I want to welcome all my new listeners, my past listeners. I'm sorry for not keeping up with the content, but as you grow, learn, and you know, grow as a person and experience, things change up, right? But I want to reintroduce a new format that I hope you guys enjoy. I'm going to bring this podcast to speak about spirituality, life experiences. I'm also going to be reading off different poetry of mine as well, like I am going to do tonight on episode 5. This episode is strictly dedicated to 3 poetry readings that I'm going to read in a moment. I just want to take the time out to thank you guys for listening, for tuning in, and giving me a chance. This is the Divine Being Podcast. This is for self-love. This is for soul-searching. This is to remind everyone that you do matter in this world. What you do in this world matters. Remember that. You matter. It does not matter what anybody else says to you. People like to project, but they never like to listen. And what do I mean by that? A lot of people tend to project how they feel about something, about you, right? But they never want to hear you. Even when you tell them, they don't hear you. For example, you can tell somebody, wow, I love this minimalism. I love just sitting there and watching the clouds. I love just being free and doing what I want. And you know what they might hear? They might hear that, wait, so what do you do other than all of that? But I just told you what I do. I live my life for peace, to gain gratitude for the life that I was given, for my parents. And if you're not close with your parents, I get it. But you're here now, and you kind of have to accept the life you are in at some points, because you do matter. The feelings that, you know, we may hold inside, because we're scared of the ridicule from somebody else, because they decide not to actually listen, instead project, like I say, is something that they have to work on, right? Because who knows better for the self? Only we can know better for the self. We can pick up all self-help books and learn different concepts, but at the end of the day, we have to pick and choose what resonates with us. Poetry gives me that access to express myself in a way where I can't judge myself, because these are my actual feelings. As I give it to the world, I expect, you know, somebody to have something to say, in the sense of, he might be coming off this way or that way, but that's okay, because I decided to give myself that access. You know, I decided to give others that access to myself by providing my art, my poetry. So I expect other people to have an opinion. But my overall goal is that I know it is connecting with people because of the reactions, because of the talks I get from different individuals on social media, and the inspiration and the motivation that we provide for each other. This isn't a one-way situation. When I give a piece of me through my art and my poetry, and I receive feedback, and I receive something more that, wow, you connected with something that I needed to express because this was how I was feeling at the moment, means so much. Everything else just has to be blocked off. Take what you need and leave what you don't. And understand this. Even what I say is not all correct. It's just correct for me. And tomorrow, that correctness could change into another perspective to where I learned. So now I'm going to shift. This moment, this thought in the present moment helped me for that present moment. But it's okay to shift that thought and change. The best phrase I love to hear people say is, you changed. Now, I would love to sit there and speak with somebody who actually says that statement to me. But what I've realized is that when most people say you've changed, it just means that you gravitated away from this person. I mean, there has to be a reason you did it, you know? And look, sometimes the, you know, not gravitating towards a friend or family member may seem a little off to the next person who said you changed, and it's okay. It's just because you're growing, and perhaps your moral sets don't fit that individual's moral sets. Your mindset is not the same anymore, you know, with their mindset. Maybe you and your significant other or friend used to gossip so much that you had this spiritual awakening and you told yourself, wow, I can't believe I was doing this. Like, I can't believe I put all my energy into something that has nothing to do with my own personal growth. And when you let go of all of that, you realize that you're left with one being, yourself. Worrying about every other situation creates stress. It creates drama. That's why we have drama. Why does drama happen? Because one person says something and it spreads to the next person, and then that person receives it and has to tell the next person. And then you go back and forth. That's drama. I don't deal with drama in my life anymore. You know, there was sometimes I would let drama per se come into my life and I would perceive it with how I feel. But then I realized that, you know, everything doesn't need to have an answer to. And that's that. You know, it's like there's really no other big explanation towards I don't have to give you my energy if I don't want to, right? Like, you know that you don't have to answer or give your opinion to somebody who asked. They're curious. You know what a curious mind does? Curiosity kills the cat. You ever heard that expression? Curiosity kills the cat. For every person who's curious, let them find. But don't let that curiosity dig deep into yourself so you can feel guilty because they thought something else, if that makes sense. Curiosity kills the cat. I'm going to end it there, and I'm going to read three poems of mine. I would love all the feedback. I would love to see if you guys connected with any poem. Follow me on Instagram at Della Soulchild. I'm going to have a link on my website, DellaSoulchild.com, that is a direct voice notes messaging app that you can directly leave a comment about how you feel about my poems. And that message will go directly to me, and we can share it on my podcast if you would like. But I just would like to hear your feedback. And if you have any questions, if you have any thoughts, experiences that you want to share, let me know. It's always open. Misjudgments. How many times do I have to go through the motions? I've never been to sea, but I've been against the waves. I've never been to war, but I've been to battle against myself. Your experience is yours, mine is mine. We are no different, but different in trials and tribulations. So judge no person, because you don't know where they've been, and you sure don't know where they are going. Disconnection. The easiest thing to do in my life is to say goodbye. When I do not feel the genuine vibes anymore. A lesson I learned when I used to let people in my life, like they always have their best intention for me. Disconnection. Something that now comes so easy to me, it's become second nature. this connection. Empathetic reactions. If I told you life was full of happiness, would you believe me? If I told you life was full of sorrows, would you believe me? As thee will cry, but it shall not hinder thy happiness. We can't control the bad times, but the way we react makes a difference on the outcome of our mood. Empathetic reactions. Thank you so much, divine beings, for listening to my podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this new format as I include poetry readings to my podcast and as well speak more about different topics that resonates most with myself. And I hope I can provide some type of value to you, the listeners. All I ask is that you subscribe and like the episodes that most resonate with you. Please share with a friend, family, or somebody else in your life who you feel like this podcast could bring some type of value to their life. Once again, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'll see you guys back in episode 6. Love you, divine beings. Peace.